Welcome to the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? We're back again for another edition of the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. My name is Cooper, and I'm here with my girl Desiree. What's going on, Des?
What's up? What's up? I'm ready. Episode two of the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. Let's do it.
Man, we got a good one for you. We just got back from our buddy Ricardo Guzman's house. If y'all don't know about it, he actually started his own YouTube podcast channel called Cigar Night with Rick Guzman. Y'all should definitely check it out. This is actually, by us being over there at his house and recording that podcast, it gave us a great idea for this podcast. And, you know, we've got a lot of people asking for us to make another one. Hey, when's the next one? What are y'all going to talk about next? Honestly, there's so many different topics that we'd love to talk about, but I feel like this one is really going to be relatable to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's about prioritizing, which is something that when we started this podcast was very important. And I know it sounds kind of ironic, but I feel like a lot of people don't have their priorities straight.
A lot of people prioritize in different ways. You know, yeah. My priorities aren't going to be the same as your priorities. My priorities won't be the same as the listener's priority, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone has their own path, and the way they, I want to say, like, numberless, like, priority number one, priority number two, what's, you know, like, let me ask you a personal question, Coop.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to list me what you prioritize, like, in a list?
You want me to list you what I prioritize, like, me personally?
Yeah, like, what do you think is important in your life?
Okay. Easy. I mean, I think definitely you're like,
okay, go on.
I'm just kidding. What? No, okay. If I had to make a list, it would be to make sure that my relationship with you is, I mean, my relationship with you trumps everything. It trumps, except for my family, like my immediate family. Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for so long. We've been together for so long. Like, you are a part of my family, and I'm a part of your family. Mm-hmm. I like to think.
Now, you are.
everybody in our family gets along very well.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, okay, so family is always number one. Mm-hmm. That's my priority. Mm-hmm. If anything bad happens to my mom, my sister, my dad, man, it's game over. It's game over. If anything bad happens to you, your brother, your sister, Bella, Mia's coming pretty soon. Like, I know I don't show it very often, but like that excites me. Like, being an uncle again, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I care a lot about your mom and dad and everybody in our family.
That would be
great. I know we don't have kids yet and we're not married, but
yeah,
like, you're my family. You know? So definitely number one on my list. You guys are like my 1, 2, and 3. And then my 4 would be, you know, prioritizing whether the bills are going to be paid. Mm-hmm. I'm a big numbers guy. Mm-hmm. So that would be the next thing on my list for priorities. And then obviously growing the business. And I think growing the business / the podcast, because they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
That would be like the next one on the list. Mm-hmm. It used to go like this. Family, and it's going to sound kind of bad to say, but health.
Health is important.
Health is very important.
Mental health, physical health.
Yeah.
It's very important.
And I think what I've come to realize is, as you prioritize, as you're, you know, as you're getting older, you know, growing up and getting a family and whatever you got going on in your life, balance is important too. So making sure that you have your priorities in check, but also maintaining your mental health, your physical health, spiritual health, whatever health, that has to be like an in-between too. You can't put that last, but you can't put that first either, because then you sacrifice other things that you could be, you know, you could be with your family and you know, I digress, but that would be my list. And your list might change over time, but at the moment it would be like that. What about you?
The way I choose to prioritize my life, I would put my religion and family, I think, ties in together because they're both super important to me. So mm-hmm. I would put that at the top of my list. I think what makes us click so much, you know, how I think we're a great fit and how that's it perfect for each other, is that we have similar values. No, we weren't brought up the same, but our long-term goals and what we strive to be, who we strive to be, is very similar, you know? So I think that's what clicks for us, you know? I feel, listing it wise, my religion and family is number one, for sure, without a doubt. Family is everything, you know? I envision myself having, you know, family years from now with you. And after that, I would say my career that I want to have and am working on, and the business, obviously, because that's a big part of who we are and why we started this, to document our journey within the business and our journey through life and relationship. And, you know, so I think my priorities are very similar to yours.
Yeah. And that's, like you said, that's why we get along. And have been together for so long, because our values align.
Yeah.
Our priorities align.
Yeah.
And without that, you know, if I was all about money and you were all about something else, family, and there's people out there like that, where I'm not saying money is a bad thing, but if your priority is money
motive.
Yeah. Like I said, again, going back to it, I'm not saying that being money motivated is a bad thing. It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But if that's the only thing that you prioritize, then what else are you sacrificing along with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What other relationships could you build by prioritizing, you know, spending more time with the people that you care about, or actually being productive? And I think that's what I really wanted to touch on about prioritizing, is being productive. Because you can be productive with your family. Just by spending time with them is not enough, but actually having quality time is more important.
Yeah.
By actually communicating with each other. Because when I was growing up, we didn't really communicate the way we do now. Like, you know, when Reggie talks, my sister, and when we all have a conversation at the dinner table, when we have dinner together sometimes, it's not like, it's deep. It's a deep conversation.
Dude,
it's some good stuff.
Every conversation with Reagan is so,
man,
good.
I want to have her on a podcast one day. That's going to be crazy.
She's just, to see her like transformation as a human being from when I first met her 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. It was so awkward. We literally did. We just like waved hi to each other, like right in front of each other. Like we didn't say a word to each other. So now, yeah. I couldn't imagine life without Reagan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine, you know, not having a close bond within your family, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't want to say it makes us a little different, but like, you know, it brings us some prioritizing. So like, I'm 21, 22. compare the average 21 and 22 year old. What are they doing right now?
I mean, on a Saturday night, they're probably
living it up.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, young. You know, I think it's a little redundant and absurd and ridiculous to go out every single weekend.
Yeah.
And waste a lot of money at bars, clubs, parties.
Yeah. But that's something that you and I would do.
Yeah, I'm not saying I've never done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my fun. I like to go out.
It was a lot of fun.
With, you know, yeah, our friends every here now and then. But do I do every weekend? Heck no, I do not, because I cannot. Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but, you know, we just got an apartment together.
Yes.
And it's really exciting.
Yes.
Just the two of us.
Just the two.
Just the two. But yeah, like, that first month was freaking awesome.
Yeah. And then reality hit.
And then we had to pay the fucking rent, you know?
Rent came, and we were like, whoa, this is real. Adulting is real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're not saying by any means that we have it easier. We, you know, we make a ton of money. We make okay money. We definitely limit going out.
We prioritize what's important.
Yeah. I mean, what's more important? Making sure the bills are paid or getting drunk every single week, going out with your friends every single week, three times a week at that. And then the next paycheck you have, you don't even really have much. It's already gone because you've already budgeted money to go out, you know. Now, if you have the money to do that, great, good for you, have your fun. But for the majority of people out there, if you're listening to this, please save your money, because if you save $100 a month for 12 months, that's $1,200 extra that you have for the whole year.
Invest in your future now.
Yeah.
While you're young.
The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. But the next best time to plant a tree is right now.
Yeah.
And if you have a green thumb, don't literally plant a tree. That's just...
No, plant a tree. Save the environment.
Okay. I agree. But I was just trying to have a metaphor.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's like in the business, you know?
Yeah, if you make money in a business, like what we're doing, you know, if y'all don't know, we do shirts, decals, and we create artwork for people, businesses, and other things like that. When we make money, we don't necessarily make money. We don't profit the money. The business profits the money. So when the business makes money, it goes straight back into the business, because we're not trying to stay in a bedroom the whole entire time. We're trying to build it to be something great. We're trying to build it to be where, you know, we're actually competing with companies that have way better machines, way more employees, an actual storefront that we can work from and be competitive with them. The only way you do that is by investing money into the business, back into it. But if you don't own a business and that's not your thing, you are your business. Like, your body is your business. Your mind is your business. So when you go out and you party every single day, every single week, for weeks and weeks and weeks in a row, one, that's damaging your body. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to go out. It's fun to be the life of the party. But what is it doing it for your business? What are you really doing? You're not saving money. Because $100 that you spend on drinks, and okay, don't even get me started on the freaking cover fee. Are you fucking kidding me? The cover fee is like $20 sometimes.
I mean, can't relate, but
yeah, because you're a girl.
It's just wild. Cover fees are crazy.
Yeah.
Drink prices are crazy. I think we're getting a little off topic.
And that's okay.
But
it's just going back to priorities. Like, if going out and partying is your priority,
then more power to you.
More power to you. Then this podcast isn't for you. The podcast is for you if you understand that, you know, you have bad habits. And we've got, me and Des both have bad habits. We're not saying that we're perfect people, because we drink. We get drunk. It's fun to get drunk. I know that. I had a michelada today at Ricardo's house. Tasted delicious. But what we were doing in that time while drinking, that's the point. We're making a podcast for him, being his guest, building relationships. We come home, we focus, we make this podcast because people have been asking for it.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly, exactly.
Just a disclaimer, we aren't saying that drinking is bad, and if you go out and party every weekend, it's not bad. It's what you choose to do, and we all make our own choices. We all prioritize differently. If that's what you choose to do, that's on you.
Yeah.
We are not anti anything. We're just here simply to share how we feel about specific topics. Just a disclaimer.
Yeah, I do want to clear that up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm only saying that it's a bad thing if you go out and party every week, but then you complain that you don't have money to do anything else. What are you doing? Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. You know, and people, I don't want to feel like I'm calling anybody out, but they have a fear of missing out. You know? Why? Why do you think that is?
Me?
Yeah. Who else? Oh my God.
I think people are, you know, so invested in the now, in social media, and, you know, updating my Instagram story, updating my Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Look where I'm at. I'm downtown. I'm on the strip. You know, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's all about how people perceive you and about their self-image and what kind of life you're living. There's the story that I read about this guy who said he was having the greatest life. He was taking pictures on private jets, going to beaches, going to Malibu, going to LA, going on jets left and right. He wasn't having the perfect life though. He was paying tons of money just to get those pictures on the jet, just to go to beaches, just to have a backdrop with a green screen of him on the beach to show on social media that he was living his life. He'd catfish girls and guys to flaunt that he has all this money. But in reality, he was just trying to live through social media so people can be, oh my God, you have the perfect life. I want to be just like you. How do I get there? He's living in his mom's basement.
Yeah, it's fake.
You know, it's the way people want to be perceived.
Yeah.
No one wants to see the bad stuff. They only want to see the good. People post on social media when they're the happiest. They never post their hardships.
Yeah.
Who would?
See, yeah. that's what I want to do with this. That's like the whole point. It's just documenting
the trials and errors.
Yeah, trials and errors. Like, for those of you that follow me on Snapchat, it's Cooper. I think it's Cooper_Hurt if you want to look it up. But I try to post on a consistent basis, like, the trials and errors of our business. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to show you more failures. I'm sorry. I'm going to show you more successes than I do failures, but I'm going to show you my failures when I do have them, because that's real, you know, that's the real stuff. And that's what this podcast is. Like, we're not trying to edit this to make it seem, what's the word? Like, super, super crisp and all that stuff. Cause that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're literally looking at each other right now, just the two of us. You know, just feeding off of each other. I don't know what I'm going to say next. I might go buck wild. I don't know.
Whoa.
Whoa, you might like that. But See, like, it just like that. It's not even... I'm probably going to keep this in here. But, again, going back to the topic, because we have to stay on topic. Prioritizing. It's going to mean something different to everybody. Everyone's going to have different priorities, whether it's family, friends, relationships, whether you want to go to school, then get a job, whether you want to go straight to get a job, whatever it is.
Whether you want to travel.
Yeah, if you want to travel, traveling's awesome. That's the goal, is just to be self-aware, to know where you're at, and to prioritize what you want. And I know it's easy to get into a habit by hanging out with certain people, and their habits rub off on you.
Earlier today, when we were with Ricardo, you shared a really good quote that you heard. I wouldn't really call it a quote. I guess like a saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard it before. If you hang around 5 broke friends, you're bound to be the 6th broke person. But if you surround yourself with 5 successful people, whether they make a lot of money or whether they're a very successful marriage guru, I don't know, you're bound to be the 6th success. You know, it doesn't have to just do with money. It can do with literally anything in your life. And I'll be honest with you, that's what's helped me get to the point where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm nowhere close to where I want to be, for sure. That's definitely not the case. But by hanging out and surrounding myself with high quality people, making sure that my priorities match with you, because if I want to build a relationship with you and continue to grow with you, then we got to make sure that our priorities
are aligned. Correct.
So that's also important. And just making sure that you're a good person.
Yeah. You should only surround yourself with people who lift you up. Just because, what's that one, man? Remember that video that we saw on Facebook? He's a motivational speaker.
He's got the dreadlocks, right?
Yes, exactly.
I don't remember his name.
I think it's Trey? I could be wrong. I'll look it up. He's like something about everyone being your
corner. Oh, yeah. He says something like, you know, there's people in your circle, but not everyone's in your corner. Just because they're in your circle doesn't mean they're in your corner. That's how it went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know, but that whole video has, like, resonated with me. Yeah. And it made me realize who is really in my corner. Who is in your corner? That's what you need to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Who really has your back? Who talks highly of you when you're not there?
Yeah.
You don't want to be about negativity. You don't want to be around people who drag you down. Reevaluate your circle. Whether it be friends, family, coworkers, whoever you surround, you would want to surround yourself. You should want to surround yourself with people who will only lift you up.
Yeah. And going off of that, I think a lot of people, they mistake a good friend for being a bad friend when that friend tries to improve them in some way, like give them feedback or something. They take that as a bad thing. Like, oh, why are you judging me, mm-hmm, or criticizing me? Well, I'm being hard on you because I want you to be better. Because
I care for you. Because
I know you can be better. And a lot of people that I've seen, they might have mistaken that for something negative.
Mm-hmm.
So don't confuse those two.
Because
if you do something wrong, whether it's within the business or something like that, I'm not going to continue to keep making those mistakes. I'm going to tell you, hey, you didn't do this right. Here's the better way to do it for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. And I've learned this like the hard way. it's okay to cut people off.
Yeah.
If they're not benefiting you, you don't have to cut them out completely, like you said, you know. But if they're not making you a better person than you were yesterday, they're not going to be good for you in the long run. And maybe you go from having 20,000 friends to having two, to having none. That is okay. And we need that to be known. I still struggle knowing that. But I work on it every single day. But I work on new relationships and improving those relationships every single day. Namaste.
Namaste, Bambi. So what, how can we bring this home? I think, you know, we've touched on prioritizing. We've touched on a lot of different things, like
a little bit off topic sometimes.
Yeah, and that happens.
It's just, I just feel like if you get so passionate about something, you just gotta flow. You just gotta go
with
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, you and I are very passionate about the business and about lifting others up and about creating a community of awareness to ultimately get to our goal, which is the pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness, baby.
We're just trying to stay phenomenal, baby. And
if you aren't phenomenal,
you better get phenomenal. No, we're just having fun. And we hope that you guys, you know, definitely enjoyed listening to us talk for about 30 minutes. But there is one thing that I'd like to say, and I didn't say it in the last podcast because I felt a little weird saying it. But Des and I both agree that we really want to grow this podcast to another level. And, you know, we're just starting out. We're still getting the feel for things. And this might have been a little bit hard to listen to because we're all over the place. But who cares? We're still getting better. And all that I ask is that if you found any value in this podcast, in this episode, and you learned something, or you feel like somebody else might benefit from listening to it, please don't be afraid to give us a share. If you go to the Anchor website, you can actually leave us questions and comments in a voice message. And I think you can send in like different messages as in a text. But I think there's definitely an option for a voice message, so we can hear your voice and we can actually add it to the podcast for the next episode. I want to start answering questions. I think Desiree wants to start answering questions. But yeah, that's all that I really ask is if you found any value in it, go ahead and share us. Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got to do. It's free. We don't charge anything for this podcast. We're not going to charge anything for this podcast. We're not going to accept any sponsorships because we already make money. This thing is just for fun. And it's for the betterment of you, honestly. By us doing this, we are in a way bettering ourselves while also trying to better somebody else. So if that makes sense, that's my closing statement. Desiree?
Man, there was a quote. I was trying to find it, but I couldn't. It was a really good one. It's so simple to, you know, to press the share button, like you were saying. And that's all you're asking for. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's what we need. We enjoy doing this. And we are excited, and we have a bunch of new projects coming up. And stay phenomenal, babe.